It was about 2 years ago, maybe a little longer now, and I was looking for a cheap, effective way for me to be able to communicate with a lot of people, you know, 50, 60 people at a time, to convey safety and security information for humanitarian workers. As you're probably aware, humanitarian workers are always looking to save money to make sure that they can have maximum impact. So I wanted to keep costs as low as possible, and I stumbled across Twitter and thought that that would be the ideal method to use, and I tested it for a while. My initial intent was to keep everything private. The information would be shared only with specific individuals. I didn't have as good an uptake as I would have liked from the people who I initially intended to share the information with. Mm-hmm. But I kept getting requests from other people, so I decided I would open it up. I found suddenly that there were all these other people who had little bits of information that pertained to safety and security of humanitarians in the field, and that they were more than willing to share this information in exchange for getting some information back. I was in Sri Lanka at the time, and the conflict between the government and the LTT was raging at the time. And there had been a number of incidents in Colombo where there had been suicide bombings or bombings. And one of the concerns, of course, is NGO vehicles being stuck, either stuck in the traffic or stuck in the event itself. And whenever one of these events would occur, very quickly, the word would pass through Twitter, you know, where the event had occurred, that you should avoid the area, how bad the traffic situation was, estimates on the number of people who might have been injured passed very, very quickly. And what used to take maybe an hour to filter back to me, it was now coming within a matter of seconds of the event. And I remember one particular incident where there was a bomb on a bus. One of my contacts was Twittering from the scene of the incident. He'd seen the bus explosion, and he was quickly Twittering back and warning other people to stay away and trying to find out whether any NGO staff had been injured in the incident. At the time, it was a very effective tool. And of course, Twitter has changed a little since then. For us here in the rest of the world, you're no longer able to get Twitter messages on your mobile phone because Twitter found that they were spending too much money sending out those free text messages. So my understanding now, only the US and Canada can you still do that. You know, I'm no longer able to get the sort of messages that say, there's been a shooting on the road in front of you, turn around and come back. And that's really unfortunate. That's one of my big disappointments with Twitter at the moment, is that the vast majority of the world is no longer able to get their Twitters via text. So that has reduced some of its effectiveness from a safety and security point of view. But when I was using it, I quickly realized that there was a growing community of humanitarians out there who were finding Twitter very useful for communicating. Really, I think if there's any organization that's doing things well with Twitter, it's the Red Cross. For example, the Red Cross in the US has a registration program based on Twitter, so that if you're separated from your family in a natural disaster like a hurricane, you can leave a message. People who are looking for the missing person can leave a message. The Red Cross communicates emergency information over Twitter, so people who are looking for information on where to get further information about a flood situation, that's all sent out by the Red Cross very quickly. I've got to hand it to the Red Cross. They're doing a really good job with that. I think they're one of the best examples out there. I think for many governments, they're still trying to come to grips with things like email and mobile phones. So they're a little behind the bleeding edge, if you will. I think we've got, you know, a grace period for a while when this this sort of tool is going to be very useful. Unfortunately, sooner or later, the more totalitarian governments are going to figure out just how much information is passed through tools like Twitter, and they will ultimately find a way to limit its use. Certainly for aid workers, that was very useful aspect of it. Going back to your question about more totalitarian regimes, that was ideal in sort of circumventing some of the censorship, some of the surveillance that goes on. The text messages were coming from an overseas number. It's much more difficult for a local government who doesn't approve of what you're doing to shut that number down.